This is Investigator Carvo. Today's date is November 15th, 2012, approximately 15, 11 hours. This will be an interview regarding essay number 12026, interview with paramedic Netzer Murrow. Can you spell your name for me?
It's N-E-T-Z-H-E-R. Last name is M-U-R-O.
All right. And you're a firefighter paramedic?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask you some questions about an incident that happened on, I think it was October 22nd. Yeah, October 22nd, 2012 in Santa Ana. First of all, let me ask you, how long have you been a firefighter?
I've been a firefighter for almost 12 years.
12 years? And how long have you been a paramedic?
9 years.
9 years. And you were with Santa Ana Fire before they merged?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Hired in 2001.
Okay. And then on October 22nd, were you sent out to a location in Santa Ana regarding a shooting?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know who was assigned out there with you?
It was Engine 75, which consisted of Captain Paul Carlton. The engineer was Tony Acuna. And myself as a firefighter paramedic.
So just the three of you
and
on the
engine? And then Rudy Saldana was the other firefighter. So it was four of us.
Four of you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if they're listed here.
Yeah, they're...
There we go. Okay, so Carlton was the captain.
He's a captain, and he was my paramedic partner.
Oh, okay, captain, paramedic, and then Acuna's a firefighter.
He's the engineer.
Engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarabia.
Sarabia's a firefighter.
Firefighter. Okay, and then did somebody else come out there too?
I think the battalion chief responded to the call.
Okay, and that's.
Jim
Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a battalion chief.
So he came in a separate truck, SUV or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. And as we're talking here, I'm referring to a fire authority incident report and run sheet, right?
Yes.
What time did you guys get the call?
The call came in approximately around 10:17 at night.
Okay. And then what time did you get there?
Which shows us getting on scene at 10:22.
Okay. And what were you dispatched to? What kind of a...
I can't really remember where the call came in. I believe it might have been a gunshot, a patient with a gunshot wound.
Okay. And when you got there, do you remember what you saw, what you observed?
When we were pulling up to the general area, we saw that the area was already cordoned off.
Uh-huh.
I remember the officers kind of waving us to the side of the house, which was in a dark area.
Okay.
To which is kind of like a side of the street.
Uh-huh.
I remember just being dark. I remember seeing the patient laying on his back.
Okay.
Already, patient was already cuffed.
Okay.
And
on his back, cuffed.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And then, just my initial assessment was the only thing that I could see was just that gunshot wound to the leg.
Okay.
And that's it. No other wounds or no bleeding anywhere else.
Do you remember which leg? And what part of the leg or anything?
It was a high wound. Okay. I can't remember. I want to say it was his right, but I'm not.
Okay.
Can't recall.
What does it say on there?
Through and through, gunshot wound to. Let me see. Yes, probably someone here. Put things to the left. Yes, left leg.
Okay. And you said high, like up in the thigh area?
Yeah, it was pretty high. Okay. I saw like one entry here, and then the other one came up to like towards the butt area.
Okay. Was there any way for you to be able to tell which was the entry wound, which was the exit wound?
You really can't tell. I mean, From my experience, it's usually the smaller hole is the entry wound and the bigger hole is the exit wound.
Okay.
But it just from our experience, we're really not supposed to say this is an entry or an exit because he could have been shot multiple times.
Sure.
So, I mean, if it was just a single one shot only and it went through and through it, through experiences, the smaller hole is the entry and the bigger one is the exit.
Do you remember in this case which one was the bigger hole?
The bigger hole was in the one in his buttocks.
Okay. And do you remember when you got there, were his pants cut off? Did you cut them off?
I cut them off.
You cut them off?
Yes.
Okay. And what was his condition like other than he had the one gunshot wound? What were, you know, was he stable and all that?
He was just very alert? Yeah, he was stable. He was, just from my general impression when we got there, there wasn't really that much blood on the ground.
Okay.
He was very, he was uncooperative when we got there.
He was uncooperative?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wouldn't tell us his name. He wouldn't talk. He was a little belligerent. He, just uncooperative. I mean,
okay.
But he seemed stable. I mean, I was able to pop out a good pulse as soon as I got there to him and stuff like that. So,
okay.
But he was just uncooperative. He had ETOH odor to him.
Okay. A lot, or
it was enough for me to tell. Yeah, enough for me to tell. So,
okay.
And you know, he was just uncooperative. You know, he wouldn't tell me his name at first or any medical history. You know, he just kept screaming that it hurt, make the pain go away, and just different stuff.
Did he tell you what happened to him?
He said that he was. He didn't know why he got shot.
He didn't know why he got shot.
Yeah, he was just. I believe he said he was walking with his girlfriend or. Something along those lines, but he said that he didn't know why he was shot.
Okay. Did he know who shot him?
No.
Okay. Okay, so when you got there, you said he was cuffed and on his back. Were there a lot of police around, directly around him?
I believe it was like maybe 2-3 officers around
him. And what
him.
Were they doing?
They were just standing around over there.
Okay.
I mean, they were
anybody
super
doing
fit.
Any first aid or anything like that?
I believe one of them was, he pointed out to me where the bleeding was at, and he told me there was no active bleeding or nothing like that. So.
Okay. So there wasn't a whole lot of...
No, yeah. Yeah, so there's really not much that they could have done other than that, other than just monitor the patient.
Okay. And then, did you do what kind of treatment did you give him?
When we got on scene, I asked him to uncuff him, which they did. I basically stripped the patient,
okay.
Cut all his clothes off, put him in a C collar, backboard, head bed,
okay.
And waited until the ambulance got there. Once they got there, we loaded him up into the ambulance, and then from there, I continued to start an IV. And I think that's pretty much all the treatment we did for him.
So you started an IV in his arm?
Yes, it was on his left forearm.
Okay.
And that was just because.
Did you administer any drugs?
No, I just started saline lock. Saline lock. So I didn't even have a big bag on him or nothing or have any IV solutions hanging on him because he was just stable. That was just protocol.
No pain meds or anything like
that? No, nothing, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's really nothing we could have given to him because of our protocols.
Okay, and then who transported him?
I believe it was care ambulance. I don't know which number.
Okay.
But.
And did you ride along?
Yes.
Okay. Did any officers ride along?
Can recall if they were in the vehicle with us, but we had a trailer with us.
Okay. Anything significant en route to the hospital?
I mean, I don't know, just asking some dumb questions about, you know, she's going to be able to walk again, she's going to have sex again, and nothing out of the ordinary. And, you know, like I said, he would go into this way of getting, like, really combative and really abusive to be my friend, you know.
What name did he give you, by the way?
He gave us Caleb Torres, which seemed pretty odd to me because, you know, I just don't know that many Calebs.
Okay. Do you know what time you left the scene to go to the hospital?
We have it down as at 10:32.
And then what time did you get to the hospital?
We have arrived at the hospital at 10:42. And we also contacted the hospital to let them know that we're coming over
there. Okay. And which hospital did you go to?
West Med, Santa Ana, and he was transported as a trauma patient.
Okay. And then you relinquished care to them when you got there?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you can think of that was real notable?
Nah, I mean, just the usual, you know, I don't know why I got shot, and, you know, being belligerent and friendly at the same time, so.
Okay. I'm going to end the interview at 15:22.